Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, right? 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, caw-caw, in Waukesha. Hey, I heard they added a couple new stations soon, right?
Yeah, stations coming on. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, it was only a matter of time, right? Where somebody had to decide, you know, this right-wing insanity. We gotta step up against that. Critical thought radio.
You're right. It's a really important time, and I think the mission and what Crudy and the team here are doing in Sage and everybody is important.
Well, and I heard CJ criticize him. Well, you can't call it liberal or whatever, you know, progressive radio, because then you know. Well, CJ, you listen to progressive radio. but at hometown, yeah, why not? I guess CJ didn't have a hometown anymore. Yeah, I bet he doesn't call today. Anybody wants to call in 844-967-2789? Kind of a free-for-all today, but you know, this edition is about two parties, and most of us aren't invited. Are you seeing it? I love this, watching all the defense come to the highly established people in each party, you know. First, it's John Bolton after the January 6th, right? After another hearing showing just how awful the Nazi Republican Party really is. And he's out there, they're trying to make it seem like all the Republicans are like that. Well, outside of the two that aren't probably going to make it because they stood up against it, yes, John Bolton. But he went on to say that, no, this wasn't a coup. After all, I've planned several coups in other countries. Really?
Jesus.
You're right. I mean, hey, let's write a book. These people are sick, man.
Wow.
And it's coming from both sides. I'll get to the Democrats in a little bit, because I've been teed off about the Democratic Party. You know, all this criticism of Biden, I've got far more criticism of the Democratic Senate in particular, right, Joe Manchin? Again, we'll get back to them. But we're watching all this. Okay, so Roe v. Wade's overturned, and here's a girl that gets raped and pregnant at 10 years old in Ohio. Can't do nothing there, so we're going to have to go to Indiana, where they're going to be like, oh, my God. And, of course, you hear people like Jim Jordan saying, it's a lie, it's fake. Tucker Carlson, all these guys.
Yeah, the old standby.
Right?
Yeah.
So then when they find out that it's true, well, they don't apologize or anything. Then they go after the doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, if you're still voting Republican, I'd hate to be you on Judgment Day. I'd hate to be half the damn Democrats, too. Ouch. So then you're looking at, oh, please don't let this clown win in Georgia, right? I mean, he's got brain damage.
Who, Herschel Walker?
And people are laughing at him. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're going to vote for him, right? Republicans, because they're racist. So we'll put in this black guy and vote for him. Yeah, I don't even understand their racism is. I mean, it's it's because Warnock is black and respectable and intelligent and right on. That's a brother right there. Herschel Walker, he's another football player, man. How many times you get hit in the head? I don't think he was that smart to begin with, but this is embarrassing. Don't you? I mean, and he's too stupid to be embarrassed. We've talked about that, right? Where people don't, you know, they don't know that they're stupid. And then, I mean, it just, Just Boebert, you know. What'd your husband go to jail for? For whipping out his tattooed weenie. And that was when you decided, I got to get me some of that. And shortly after that, well, they tied the knot. What is wrong with you Republicans? So you're telling me everybody that lives in that district up in the mountains there, they're all the same? Bunch of cavemen and animal. Oh, my God. They're taking it back to where, okay, so rape is cool now with them. Apparently, that's God's plan to procreate. Oh, and it's not like we don't have a problem with having too many people on this planet that don't even have food or healthcare or housing or anything like that, right? So let's have more. Oh, but if you're rich and Elon Musk, his father, just had a second child with his stepdaughter, who's 35 and he's like 76 or something like that. But Elon's sisters are like half sister with the stepdaughter, and they were like, hey. But hey, you know, he says, just like my son, you know, I've got, you know, he's got seven kids. He's proud to procreate and just spew out all these. What are they? What do they call those babies that are born with a spoon in their mouth and one in their behind? Yeah. One of those guys. Okay, all those kids will be. But Elon's got nine. He just had twins with one of his executives last year.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is like, the world is really pretty disgusting at this point. So I'm kind of like, well, I pulled the plug on having some kind of like emotional response to all this, because they've normalized all this nasty stuff. Everybody's like, this is the kind of stuff they want to hear about on TV.
Yet they still identify as the Christian party. I mean, at some point, don't the actual Christians who believe in Christianity and their faiths and whatever, don't they have to stand up against this and say, no, we don't identify with this. No, it's not okay that you call yourself the Christian party. Like, at some point that has to happen. Well, I don't understand.
I believe in the great works of Jesus, you know, healing and feeding and housing and everything. They don't look at me like I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't claim to be one. Because how do you do that? Well, let's see. Am I Christ-like? I might be a few bricks short of that one.
You got the hair, though.
Well, I've already told you. I'd have been hanging with Jesus. No problem. Doing all this, what it feels good when you help other human beings, right?
Yeah.
It does. It just, but right now we're so selfish that even the Democratic Party is trying to sell a rotten egg to you for, I don't know, the 40th time in a row, something like that. I mean, let's put it this way. I've been voting for 40 years. And I haven't seen I have not seen an ounce of improvement in America or around the world in that 40 years. I've seen a lot disappear, and it continues to disappear. First, it was like, you know, I started knowing this nature, and then, what do you mean? We're gonna deregulate the airwaves and let all these clowns spew all this, you know, fake stuff and lies and anger and hatred, and then they're making millions and millions of dollars off doing that. It just kind of makes you look like, wow, what was I doing my whole life? I should have been just a rotten son of a bitch. I mean, look at how far you get, right? No, I don't. I do not envy people that are on that path at all. I pity them. I pity both aisles in this really awful Congress that we have right now. But it's like, this has been going on for four decades for me. I mean, all it is like, it's not about, you know, setting policy. It's about stopping one team and stopping the other. Now, obviously, I've voted for policies my whole life, which means I had to vote for Democrats. Because Republicans' policies are just, I mean, they're Nazis, man. I know that bothers people when you, but I guess, ignore history, you're sure to repeat it. And we have repeated at least Mussolini part with Trump. And now we just need that next push, right? That next far right fanatic. I don't know what's going to happen in November, but I don't feel good about it either way at this point. I haven't seen anything improve. And Joe Manchin, you bastard, you had to put the nail in the coffin of that climate bill because what? You're the coal industry, and it's because you're a devil, dude. You're a demon. You've ruined any chance that Joe Biden had of getting anything through, whether it was Build Back Better or anything. Joe Manchin doesn't want to build back better. Joe Manchin just wants to build his own wealth and power within his family. Just nepotism on both sides of the aisle. And after watching decades of it, we still are going to keep doing it. You still have to be one or the other. Because I voted for Democrats my whole life, for me to criticize anybody means that the Democratic Party is blaming me for when they don't get elected. How do you lose to Donald Trump? Don't give me a crap about us not supporting Hillary. You guys buy everything. I know a lot of people stayed home, right? Some people stayed home just because they thought Hillary was going to win, and they would have voted for her, but they just didn't think Trump could win. There's all kinds of factors involved in this, but it was really based on the fact that Hillary did not perform well.
Well, and were they right? Did Trump actually not win, but found a way to win the... I don't know. Did he not win, but found a way to win? I don't know. It's kind of confusing still to me.
No, I know he won because there was no pushback on that. I knew that he was going to win. Yeah. I knew that he was going to win long before the election.
That's so crazy.
Well, listen, when you've got that bad of an approval rating, and then you're arrogant on top of that, and then you call people names from that level.
Yeah, not a great play.
We'll talk when we come back, from this break. We'll talk about calling people names. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I've been on Facebook, some of the people that have called the worst names and been the nastiest out of anybody I've ever dealt with on Facebook, Democrats. Really? Keep giving it away, man.